Welcome to BeUnique.org's Manifest Monday show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday I'll talk about how you can manifest the life you've always wanted. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. You can find a link to her website in the description. On the fourth Mondays, we open the show to callers who may have questions, and from time to time, we'll have special guests join us. Today, I want to talk about vision boards, one of the tools that helps some people manifest the life they want a little faster. Some people call manifesting magic. Others call it the law of attraction or the secret. And still others believe that what they have manifested is the result of prayers being answered. And you know what? They're all correct. Remember that thoughts become things, so what you think about and where you focus your energy will come to you. Like everything else in the universe, manifesting comes with rules, and although they aren't hard, it might take time to train yourself to speak and think this way. Manifesting helps you focus your vision and ask in the way that makes the universe know that you clearly know what you want. Very simply, you must speak your dreams into existence. Speak in the present tense. Believe that what you want is already yours. Know that you desire the life you want. Determine if you need help. Be grateful for what you already have. Speak with positivity. Understand that you may need to work to achieve your dream. Put action to your words. Be prepared to receive in unexpected ways. And finally, be patient. Every person has the power to manifest. We all respond to different stimuli, and sometimes we need to work with tools or set the mood before we feel we are ready to manifest. It's important to remember that manifesting isn't like a magic wand, and it doesn't provide instant gratification. Especially when you're first beginning to manifest mindfully, patience is important. There are tools we can use to help us as we wait. If you're visual, artistic, or need a tactile experience, you'll want to create a vision board. Some people create digital vision boards and print them out, and others like to spend time cutting and pasting what they put on their boards. Once you determine your goal, decide how large or small your board should be. Many people like to use the poster boards students use for school projects. It's about 2 feet by 3 feet, maybe a little less. Vision boards can be elaborate and can cover all your worldly desires, but the best ones focus on just one goal. The key is to make this yours. Be sure to keep it neat and orderly, or you might attract chaos and clutter into your life. Visualize every possible aspect of what you want to manifest. Be as detailed as you can. Find or create images that represent this to you. Add motivational, uplifting words that reflect your emotions now and when you achieve your desired results. Remember to add only positive words. Some examples of vision boards are in the slideshow. You can learn more about which negative words are disguised as positive in your vocabulary in the episode about the positive language of manifesting. Words become things. What you focus on is your reality. Here are a few more things to keep in mind when you're working on your vision board. Be sure your vision board reflects your goals and dreams and not those of someone else or what you think you should want. Choose graphics and images that represent experiences, feelings, and the things you want to attract into your life. Add positive affirmations, inspirational words, and uplifting quotes to your board. Use only those words and images that align with your purpose and the future you want to manifest. Be aware of your vision board's appearance. Keep it neat and only select the choicest images and words. Often, less creates a stronger impact than more. Add the date to your vision board and sign it. This shows the universe how serious you are. After you have created your board, place it where you will see it most often, soon after you wake up, and right before you go to bed. If you check your phone first thing in the morning, take a photo of your vision board and make that your desktop. Keep your vision board where you have to see it often throughout the day. Spend at least 5 minutes each morning and each evening gazing at your vision board. Read the words you put on it aloud and visualize yourself achieving your goals. Know that you deserve to manifest the life you want. And I'll repeat that if you check your phone first thing in the morning, also applies if you don't work from home. And a lot of people don't. Take a photo of your vision board so that you can keep that with you. Now, I have a manifest story for you today. I didn't even realize I was manifesting when I told a friend one day that I would have my own radio show and that she would be a guest on my show. When she was a guest on Be Unique Radio's Unscripted show, she reminded me that more than 10 years ago, I had told her I'd be hosting my own show. And there I was doing just that. Be Unique Radio has many shows, including the Manifest Monday show, Be Unique's Unscripted, Take a Break with Jean and Mary, Here I Am, and Best Lifing with Julia Brodska, the international best-selling author. Thank you, Gus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Source. We did it. Even if I didn't know I was doing it, I was working on it behind the scenes. Imagine if I had been a mindful manifester, I might have manifested this in less than 10 years. In other manifest episodes, I will talk about how to create a gratitude journal, the power behind your own manifest statement journal, affirmation lists, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, and what positive statements really are. Thank you for joining me today, and remember, send me your manifest questions and success stories if you'd like to share them with our global audience. You don't need to add your name, but if you'd like to, I will be happy to tell everybody about it. If you have questions or want me to guide you on your manifest journey, just reach out. Email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until next week, keep it positive. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio and check out all our other shows.